Hello and welcome to your OCR GCSE PE Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're tackling one of the most important topics in the entire specification, the components of fitness. This is topic 3.1, and trust me, it comes up every single year in the exam. Now, here's the thing about this topic. It looks simple on the surface. 10 components, some definitions, a few sporting examples, but candidates lose marks on this every year. Not because they don't know the components, but because they don't know them precisely enough. And in OCR GCSE PE, precision is everything. So in this episode, we're going to cover all 10 components with their exact definitions. We'll look at how to apply them to sports. I'll give you my top exam tips and the most common mistakes to avoid. And we'll finish with a quick-fire recall quiz to test your memory. Let's go. Let's start with the big picture. OCR requires you to know 10 specific components of fitness, and they fall into two categories: health-related components and skill-related components. Health-related components are those linked to overall physical health and well-being. There are five of them: cardiovascular endurance, muscular strength, flexibility, and body composition. Skill-related components are those that contribute to athletic performance and sporting ability. There are six: agility, balance, coordination, power, reaction time, and speed. That gives us 10 total, and you need to know all of them. Right, let's go through each one with its precise OCR definition. I want you to really listen to the exact wording here because vague paraphrasing will cost you AO1 marks. First up, cardiovascular endurance. This is the ability of the heart and lungs to supply oxygen to the working muscles during sustained physical activity. Keyword, sustained. This is a whole body, long duration component. Think of a marathon runner or a cyclist in the Tour de France. Now, and this is critical, do not call this stamina in your exam. Stamina is the colloquial term. OCR wants cardiovascular endurance. Using the wrong term will lose you marks. Next, muscular endurance. This is the ability of a muscle or muscle group to perform repeated contractions against a resistance without fatiguing. Notice the difference from cardiovascular endurance. This is about specific muscle groups, not the whole body. A rower performing hundreds of strokes or a cyclist pedaling repeatedly, that's muscular endurance in the arms or legs specifically. Now, muscular strength. This is the maximum force that a muscle or muscle group can exert in a single contraction. Maximum force. Single contraction. Think of a weightlifter performing a one rep maximum or a rugby player making a powerful tackle. Flexibility is the range of movement possible at a joint. That's it. Range of movement at a joint. A gymnast performing a split leap needs excellent flexibility in the hip flexors and hamstrings to achieve that full range of motion. Body composition is the ratio of fat mass to fat-free mass, that's muscle, bone, and organs, in the body. This is often measured using BMI or skinfold measurements. Now we move into the skill-related components, and these are where candidates often pick up extra marks in application questions. Agility. And listen carefully to this definition because it's one of the most commonly got wrong. Agility is the ability to change direction quickly and with control. The key phrase is with control. You can't just say changing direction quickly. OCR specifically wants to see that element of control. A basketball player dribbling past defenders or a rugby winger sidestepping a tackle both require agility. Balance is the ability to maintain the center of mass over the base of support. There are two types: static balance, like a gymnast holding a handstand, and dynamic balance, like a surfer riding a wave. When you answer exam questions, specifying which type can earn you extra credit. Coordination is the ability to use two or more body parts together smoothly and efficiently. Often this is described as hand-eye coordination, like a tennis player tracking the ball and timing their racket swing. But it can also be foot-eye coordination in football or whole-body coordination in gymnastics. Now, power. This is the big one. Power is the ability to exert maximum muscular contraction instantly in an explosive burst of movement. And here's the formula you absolutely must know. Power equals strength multiplied by speed. Power is the only component of fitness that is a combination of two others. Examiners specifically credit candidates who identify this. Examples include a high jumper at takeoff, a javelin thrower at the point of release, or a sprinter exploding out of the blocks. Reaction time is the time taken to initiate a response to a stimulus. A sprinter reacting to the starting gun, a goalkeeper diving to save a penalty, a batsman responding to a delivery, all require fast reaction time. And here's a common mistake. Do not confuse reaction time with speed. Reaction time is about how quickly you start moving. Speed is about how quickly you cover distance once you're moving. Finally, speed. Speed is the distance covered per unit of time. Simple as that. A 100-meter sprinter, a winger breaking, clear in football, speed is about covering ground quickly. Right, let's talk exam technique. This section could be the difference between a grade 5 and a grade 7. Tip number 1. In application questions, that's AO2, worth 30% of your marks, you must name the component and describe the specific movement it enables. Don't just say, a gymnast needs flexibility. Say, flexibility allows the gymnast to achieve the full range of hip extension required for a split leap, enabling a higher score from judges. That's the difference between 1 mark and 2 marks. Tip number 2, know your command words. If the question says identify, give a one word or one phrase answer. If it says describe, explain what it looks like. If it says explain, you must say how or why. If it says analyze, break it down into components and discuss each one. If it says evaluate, make a judgment. Is it a strength or a weakness and why? Tip number 3, for AO3 analysis questions, worth another 30%, you'll often be given fitness test data and asked to compare it to normative data tables. Always state whether the score is above or below the normative average, then justify whether this is a strength or a weakness for that athlete's sport. Don't just describe the number, analyze what it means. Tip number 4, never use the word stamina instead of cardiovascular endurance. This is the single most common mistake in this topic, and it will cost you marks every time. Tip number 5, remember that power equals strength times speed. If a question asks about power, always include this formula. Candidates who include it are awarded credit even in extended response questions. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the precise OCR definition of agility? The ability to change direction quickly and with control. Question 2. Power equals what multiplied by what? Strength multiplied by speed. Question 3. What is the difference between cardiovascular endurance and muscular endurance? Cardiovascular endurance involves the whole body over a long duration. Muscular endurance involves specific muscle groups performing repeated contractions. Question 4. What is reaction time? The time taken to initiate a response to a stimulus, not the time to cover a distance. Question 5. Name one health-related and one skill-related component of fitness. Any of cardiovascular endurance, muscular strength, flexibility, or body composition for health-related, and agility, balance, coordination, power, reaction time, or speed for skill-related. Let's wrap up. Today we covered all 10 OCR components of fitness with their precise definitions, the health-related versus skill-related classification, how to apply components to specific sporting actions, and the key exam tips that will help you earn marks across all 3 assessment objectives. The 3 things I want you to take away from this episode. 1, never say stamina, always say cardiovascular endurance. 2, power equals strength times speed, and it's the only combined component. 3, in application questions, always name the component and describe the specific movement it enables. Your homework, cover up your notes and try to write out all 10 definitions from memory. Then check them against the OCR specification. Any you got wrong? Those are the ones to focus on next. Thanks so much for listening. Keep revising, keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode. You've got this.